We're going to dedicate the Shir Le'ili Nishmas Yehudis Bas Yisrael. I think that was her name. Many years ago, Shoshana Rabba night, we had a Simchas Beis HaShoeva. My sukkah used to be in the front of the house. In the middle of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, we were called that a bomb went off on the entrance to the yeshuv, the old hill entrance, and people who had left their car here because it was in the middle of the Intifada, and they were afraid that they were going to have rocks thrown at them, so they left their car here Erev Shabbos, right, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and they took a bulletproof Hasa'ah to Talmud. And on the way home, they came to pick up their car, and they had put up a booby trap, the Arabs, Yimach Shimon, that went off and set the car on fire. And everybody was able to get out of the car except for one woman, this woman, Yehudis Bas Yisrael, who lost her life that night. And so we, in the Kabbal, to make the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and the Shir Le'ili Nishmas every year. Okay, we're going to the topic of the Shir tonight is the mitzvah of Hakbolas Pnei Harav Beregel, mitzvah of the Machbil Pnei Rabba. We'll see what that includes, whatever that means, to go and greet one's Rav on the Sholosh Regalim. The Mekor is a Gemara in Sukkah and Rosh Hashanah. Gemara in Sukkah on Chav Zayin Omid Beis and in Rosh Hashanah Tez Zayin Omid Beis. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Menayin Shechayiv Odom Lahakbil Pnei Rabba Beregel. From where do we know that a person has to receive his Rebbe or greet his Rebbe on Sholosh Regalim? Shenemar says by the Shunamis, when her son was dead, so she went to Elisha to see what he could do. So her husband saw that she was going to see Elisha, so he asked her, Madu at holeches elov hayom? Why are you going today? Lo chodesh velo Shabbos. It's not Rosh Chodesh and it's not Shabbos. Michlal, the bechodesh Shabbos, mechayiv inish lakbulei apei rabbi. Mashma, that on Chodesh and Shabbos, you do have to go Yimakabel Pnei Rabbo. If it had been Chodesh or Shabbos, he wouldn't have had a problem. But because it was Stamad day, that's why he asked her. So from here, Rabbi Yitzchak learns that you're chayiv to Yimakabel Pnei Rabbo beregel. So the obvious question is, doesn't mention regel here at all. If anything, from this pasuk, we should learn that you're chayiv to Yimakabel Pnei Rabbo on Rosh Chodesh and on Shabbos. Has nothing to do with regel. We'll get to that in a second. First of all, is this a chiyuv min haTorah or a chiyuv only midivrei Kabbalah, which has a din of derabbanan, kivrei divrei neviim, a little bit more than a derabbanan? So the Sefer Charedim and Yeshua both learn kipshuto that it's a chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah. We learn it from this pasuk. It's not a din deoraisa of jat mekabel pnei rabbo. But it's a din midivrei Kabbalah. It has a little bit more of a status than a regular derabbanan. But Sam Sofer learns it's a chiyuv d'oraisa. And really, we learn it from another pasuk. The pasuk says that you have to mekabel pnei ashchina sholosh pamim bashana, right? Leiros, what's it called? Sholosh pam bashana yeroya kol zechurcha pnei Hashem elokecha. So the Chasam Sofer says that from the word es, we're marbe yiras shamayim es Hashem elotecha tira l'rabos tamidi chachomim. There's even a medrash that says v'yohavtos Hashem elotecha l'rabos tamidi chachomim. And here also yiroe es pnei Hashem elotecha means that just like on Sholosh Regalim you have to makabel pnei Hashchina, so you have to makabel the pnei Hashchina also of your Rav. And there's a Zohar that says that the Feirish, that Hakbolas Pnei Arav is Mamish Hakbolas Pnei Ashchina. So the Chasam Sofer says, once we know from this pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah that there's an inyan of Hakbolas Pnei Arav, Memela, we darshan that pasuk es Hashem Elokecha to be marbe this. If it wouldn't be for this pasuk in Nach, I wouldn't know that that's an inyan bechlal. Once I know it's an inyan, now I can be marbe it from leiros es pnei Hashem Elokecha. Okay. So machlokas whether this is medivrei Kabbalah or min haTorah, but it's definitely a chiyuv. At least from the Gemara, it's a mashmas a chiyuv. Okay. L'chora, what is the limud? So there's a Rabbeinu Hananel in Rosh Hashanah that has a Hosafa gear so that we don't have in our Gemara. But obviously Rabbeinu Hananel had, and it answers the question very simply, because the Gemara asked the Kasha. He has a gear so like this, the Rabbeinu Hananel. V'hoba regalo marnu, right? L'maisa, it says, Minayin shechayiv l'hakbilis p'nei rabo b'regal, and brings psukim for Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. Right, so the Gemara answers according to the Rabbeinu Hananel's girsa, im rabu shori b'makom karov chayiv gam b'shabbos v'chodesh. Right, if your Rebbe's in a close place where you can reach him easily, he's easily accept, you have to go to him Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. And if not, v'imu b'makom racho chayiv lahakbil b'rego, then at least you have a kabel pana b'rego. And according to this, the Ritva also says mi das atzmo. Not because he had a girsa like the Rabbeinu Hananel, but he says that that's the takan pshat and the limud. If your Rebbe's in the same city as you, you have to go every day, the Ritva says, to be makabel p'nei rabo. If he's, and we'll see in a second what the purpose is, if he's outside the city but close, then chodesh and Shabbos. And if he's far away, beregel. And then what Rabbi Yitzchok meant, the pshat in Rabbi Yitzchok, menayin shechayiv adam lahakbil pnei rabo beregel, means at least beregel. Yitaka chayiv kol yom, if he's available, right? If he's accessible to you. If not, then you chayiv at least chodesh and Shabbos. And if what's it called, if not, at least beregel your chayiv. But in a chanav, you chayiv more than that also.
Shnaz wasn't in some cities of Lisha.
What?
In different cities.
No, she was close enough to go Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. She was outside
when
the city, but close enough. No. Close enough. No. She says she went in. She got there right away. Sent the thing. He was nearby.
He was nearby. No.
But that time she sent him, he was right close by. When she sent to him that, when she went to him then, he was close by. Okay, she didn't have to go days away. She went to the whatever. She sent a shliach to go to him. To go, but she took the kid with her. It was right there. It was a few days. The kid was dead already for a few days. It was right there for maybe minutes, hours, whatever. That's she sent him close by. Okay. That's the Ritva. The Pnei Yeshua says like this, that a man, really there's an inyan of Kavod Harav, to be Mekabel Pnei Rabo every day, or at least Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, but a man's potter because on what's it called, Rosh Chodesh, or a regular day, he has to work. So he doesn't have to vatel his malacha to go be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kovod Rab, because we learned that Aveidoso, Aveidus Rabo, Aveidoso Kodim. You're not mechuyev to lose money als Kovod Harab. So he's chayiv. He has to work, so he can't go, not Rosh Chodesh, and not what's it called, a regular day. And even on Shabbos, a man is chayiv to be makil kehilos and to have shiurim for divrei Torah. He can't be mevatel his shiurei Torah to go be mekabel pnei rabo. So the only time a man can go is on the regular. But she was a woman. She doesn't work on Rosh Chodesh. She doesn't have the inyan on Shabbos of Makil Kehilo, so that's what he said. A woman can go Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. A man is chayiv the regel. That's what Pnei Yeshua says. The Pri Megadim says that there's two different chiyuvim here of Mekabel Pnei Rabo. One is Al Tzilchus Tamad Torah, that a person should go to his Rebbe to learn as much Torah as he can. He goes to a shir, he goes whatever. So he's chayiv hakbil pnei rabo kol yom, and an ish is potter from that, because she's not chayiv in Talmud Torah. Then there's an inyan on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, what's it called, midin kovod rabo. It's a kovod for the Rav to go and greet him. It's a kovod for the Rebbe. to go and see to it that you were mekabel ponov. So that a woman is also chayiv in. Kovet harav, a woman is also chayiv. So therefore, really, the chiyuv is all the time. But a man, like we said before, could only be mekayim that beregel. But a woman can mekayim it, what's it called, only has to mekayim it on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Only with the questions. Okay. Afterwards, you'll remember the questions. Okay, so that's how we learn from this this pasuk. There's others that learn the Turi Evin. Turi Evin says that the pasuk Shabbos and Chodesh mean Rosh Hashanah is Chodesh and Shabbos is Yontif. It could be even Yom Kippur. So the pasuk is not talking about a regular Shabbos and a regular Rosh Chodesh. It's talking about Rosh Hashanah, and it's talking about Shabbos is Yontif, Sholosh Regalim, and perhaps Yom Kippur also. That's what the pasuk means. And Memela, it's only Taka Beregel, not any other time. Okay. Some say that the Chiyuv of Lahakbil Pnei Rabo is Midin Tamat Torah. And some say it's Midin Kovad Harav, and that's how the Rambam learns. The Rambam brings this halacha down in Hilchas Tamat Torah, not in Hilchas Yontif. Not a din of Yontif to be Makabel Pnei Rabo Berego. He says, Achayiv Lamod Pnei Rabo, Mishirenu Megrachok, Malay Einov, you have to stand up for your Rebbe. All this is talking about, we'll see a Rebbe Mufak. And who has a din of a Rebbe Mufak, we'll see in the end. But in any case, whoever the Rav is that you're chayiv to stand up for him from the time you see him far away. V'chayiv Adam Lahakbil Pnei Rabo Beregel. It's also a din of chayiv of Kovad HaRav, that you're mechayiv Lahakbil Pnei Rabo. The Rambam doesn't say it in Hilchas Yontif, that's a din in Yontif, right? Nor in a din of Talmud Torah. He puts it in the halachas of Kovad HaRav, so the Rambam learned that this is part of the inyan of Kovad HaRav, to be Makbil Pnei Rabo, at least Beregel. Okay. Nafkamina, what's it called? First of all, what it will be a din Yontif for Shabbos, so they learn that on Yontif and Shabbos is an extra shefa, just like you have to go to Mekabel Pnei Ashchina on Yontif and Shabbos or whatever, is an extra shefa in the world, and the part of the getting that shefa is to be in the proximity of your Rebbe. So, what's it called? The same thing goes. There's an extra shef of Shechina. So there's an extra shef of Shechina by the Rav, too. So you have to go and get it on those occasions. But that, according to that, it'd be a din in Yontif. Part of the chiyuvim of Yontif is only Yontif, and also to make as much as the Yontif as you can to get that shefa from the Rav. It's Hilchas Tamat Torah. Could be different times during the year. The Rav has an extra shef of Torah. You have to go and learn from him the things that you wouldn't be able to learn other times of the year. Nafkamina, what the chiyuv is. Is it a chiyuv Talmud Torah? Is it a chiyuv Kovad HaRav? Or is it a chiyuv Yontif? One nafkamina would be, could the Rav be mochel? Rav says, I'm not, you know, what's it called? I don't care if you come, you don't come. He's mochel. If it's a din of Talmud Torah, it has nothing to do with his mechila. If it's a din of Yontif, it also has nothing to do with his mechila. The din of Kovad Rav, Rav Shemochel al Kvodo, Kvodo Mochel, he could be Mochel, that Kovad, and tell you not to come. Another Nafkamina is a woman Chayiv. Is a woman Chayiv. Right? The Svara to say that if it's out from the Talmud Torah, right, then a woman is Potter. If it's out to Yontif, it could be she's Chayiv. Like other Dine Yontif, or it could be that it's a Mitzvah Seish Hazman Groma. Some say that Mitzvah Seish Hazman Groma, but Divrei Kabbalah, a woman is Chayiv. Only with Divrei Torah. A woman's part of me, Mitzvah Saseh, says my grandma. If it's covered Rabbo, she's Vare Chayiv. Either Shunamis, what we learn it from as a woman, she was Mekayim it, this Nadvus. Like any woman can Mekayim a mitzvah that she's not Chayiv in. But we learn from there that since there was a mitzvah, she wanted to do it. If there's no mitzvah at all, there was nothing to do. But a woman could be Mitznadi. But in a Chanami, it could be that a woman is Me'ikar Adin Potter. Another Nafkamina would be, is it also on Chol HaMoed? Right? If the Indian is, you're supposed to get the shef of the Rav on Yontif like you get the shef of the Shechina. Could be only in a time when you do that by Shechina. The daytime, what's it called, but then Chol HaMoed would also be, but Dafka in the daytime. If the Indian is covered, what's it called, that there's extra Kedusha, whatever it could be, the Chol HaMoed doesn't have that extra Kedusha. just Yom Tov and Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh means Rosh Hashanah, same meaning. Okay. The Noda Behuda says that the Emes is an Inyan B'chol Yom to be Mekabel Pnei Rabo, and he learns it because there's an Inyan of Tosefes Kedusha, right, B'Hakbolas Pnei Hashchina, like the Zohar says, and a person therefore should want to get that extra Shchina every day. Except we have a halacha that you don't do something to a human being more than you do to the Rabbanu Shalom. And since the Torah said that you only have to get that shefa from the Shechina three times a year, right, Aliyah L'Rego, so the person can't be greater than the Rabbanu Shalom. Just like you don't stand up for a Rebbe more than twice a day because you don't say Kriya Shema more than twice a day. So therefore the note view this says, really, Mikra Adin, you should want to go get that shefa every day. But since there's only a chiyuv l'gabei the Shechina three times a year, the minimum is what's called the maximum by the Rebbe is also three times a year. And according to that not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur there's no din of hakbolas b'nei Shechina either, only a din of sholosh regolim. So according to this, not like the Turi Evans says that it would apply to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it wouldn't apply to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, just mamish, right? But it would apply to Chol HaMoed, because there's a din of Riyas Panim even b'Chol HaMoed, lav dafka an yontif. So Chol HaMoed it would be. And therefore, the Behuda says, bisman hazeh, this mitzvah is bottle. He says, that's why the Rambam brings it down, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down the din of Hakbolas Panei Hashchina, b'chlal, because when there was an inyan of doing it to the Shechina, so there's an inyan to do it equally to a Rab. But today, we can't be Makabal Panei Hashchina, Shalosh Pamin, so it was bottle gabi the Rav too. You can't do it to the Shechina, can't do it to the Rav. The Rav shouldn't be greater than the Shechina. So therefore, Noda Behuda says, the Shulchan Aruch, that normally brings down halachas that are only nogeya bisman hazeh, doesn't bring this halacha down. The Rambam, who brings down halachas that are nogeya also not bisman hazeh, brings the halacha down. But the halacha is not nogeya bisman hazeh. However, the emes is that the Shulchan Aruch does bring this halacha down. Many places. Brings it down the Gabi Hilchas Shabbos, that a person is going lahakbil pnei rabo, there's certain coolers, you're allowed to go into water, you're not choshish for shechita, Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to go through a water, right, if it's hakbolas pnei rabo. So, vayisloish, the Shulchan Aruch does hold that there's a inyan of hakbolas pnei rabo, and not only berega, even on Tisha B'Av, even on a regular day. So the Mogen Avraham says that really there's a mitzvah called Yom, but the chiyuv is only berega. That's the Magen Avraham. There's a mitzvah b'chol yom, and therefore, als mitzvah, they were matter various things, so it's a mitzvah l'hakbol pnei rabo, but the chiyuv is only on regalim. But the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Tisha B'Av says a little bit different. He says there's a chiyuv on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and the regal is nichlal and Shabbos, and there's a mitzvah kol yom, but there's a chiyuv of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh too. And when it says Shabbos, it means regal also. The Prima Gaudim says it's machlokas between the sugyas. In Rosh Hashanah, it says boy lemezel. It doesn't say chayiv. It's a mitzvah. And in Sukkah, it says chayiv lalechas. So in Rosh Hashanah, the sugyas mashma, there's a mitzvah all the time, Shabbos or Shchodesh, whatever. And in what's it called? In Sukkah, it's mashma, there's only a mitzvah on Rosh Shabbos or Shchodesh, and the chiyuv is only beregel. Okay. The Orach Lener says that what's it called that the Shulchan Aruch just the opposite. The Shulchan Aruch said didn't bring this halacha down legabe rego because he holds that it's not a halacha only berego, it's a chayiv kol yom. So there are sugyas that are mashum hakbolas pnei arav is kol yom. He doesn't make this chiluk between mitzvah and chiyuv. And yet Rabbi Yitzchak says it's only berego. That sugi of Rabbi Yitzchak, the Orach Lener holds, was nidche mitnei all the other sugis that are mashma. There's a mitzvah kabbalas pnei arav, even shalom beregel, and the mele the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down as a special halacha. It's halacha of kavod rav all the time, and the mele whatever it is, Tisha B'Av, Shabbos, whatever it may be, there's an inyan of hakbalas pnei arav. It's a mitzvah. Okay, he doesn't make a chiluk between a mitzvah and a chiyuv. There's a Yaris Devash, Yonason Apeshitz, who says that what's it called, mamish is the opposite of the Noda Behuda. He says that the mitzvah is dafka bisman hazeh. He says, when you can be mekabel pnei ashchinah, so you have to go mekabel pnei ashchinah, you don't go mekabel pnei rabo. But bizman hazeh, when you can't be mekabel pnei ashchinah, then in place of that, you mekabel pnei rabo, b'mokom ashchinah, so the mitzvah is dafka bizman hazeh. That's what he says. Okay, now what is the mahus, what does it mean, l'hakbil pnei rabo? So, one shita is that you have to see your rab. If the idea is that there's a shefa of kedusha, like seeing the shchina, being the place of the shchina, the thing is to see. And even if it's Talmud Torah, could be the Gemara says that then you have to see him and hear some divrei Torah, because seeing the Rav, you hear the Torah better. Listening to a tape is not the same thing as seeing the face of the person. The Gemara says that who said a Rebbe? What's it called? That if I saw a Rebbe from Me'achorav, yeah. Rebbe Meir said that I used to sit behind the Rebbe, and I heard the shiur, and I didn't see his face. If I had seen his face, I would have shtayed even more. So you see that seeing the person and hearing the Torah helps. So therefore, at special times when there's an extra shefa, and you also hear the great Torah, it makes a difference. So if it's out Talmud Torah, the chiyuv is to go and hear Divrei Torah and see the Rav. If it's just because to get that shefa, then there's an inyan just to see the face of the Rav, ponim el ponim, standing up, even from afar. But if it's out Kavod HaRav, they say, you can't just see him if you go to shul. Because that's not Kavod HaRav. You're there because you're in shul, he's in shul. You have to come to his house special to see him, or at least go to shul at a special time. You're not davening at that minyan, then you're mekayim it as kovad rabo. You're doing it special to kovad harav. But if you stam see him because you meet him in the street, or you meet him at davening, that's not called kovad harav, and that's not called makbil pnei rabo. Okay, so it's a shaila whether you have to come to see, to learn, and whether you have to come special or whatever. Like we said, some people hold Noshim are Pturos because the Mislashesh is not Grama, or because it's Midin Talmud Torah. And some hold that Bedivrei Kabbalah, there's no Ptur of Mislashesh as Man Grama. It's a male woman's Chayiv. And according to those who say she's Potter, we said the Shunamis did it be his Nadvas. Others say, also, is another Inyan. Person goes Beregel, right? So the Gemara Taka says it depends if he can go back home and be Mesameach Ishto and Mekayim Simchas Yontif. But on Yontif itself, he can't be away from his wife. He has to Mesameach. So Machlokas, how exactly the Rambam Paskins like that or not? Or you can go and leave your wife, Lehakbil Pnei Rabo, like Chassidim do. They go to their Rebbe for Yontif and leave their wives. Right? And that mitzvah is Doche, the mitzvah of Mesameach Ishto Beregel. Or the halacha is only if you can go back home, Mesameach Ishto. If not, you're parted from the mitzvah of Hakbolas Pnei Rav, L'chol HaPochos on Yontif itself. Now, which Rebbe is this Nogeya to? So, Pashtus, from the Rambam, where he put it in the halachos, it's only Rabo Mufak. This is one of the halachos that applies to a Rav Mufak. A Rav Mufak is somebody you learn Rov Chachmoso from. Most of your Chachma you learn from that Rav. That's the one you're chayiv to be makbil pnei rabo whenever the time is and whatever you're supposed to do. In addition to that, but a rav, stam a rav, you're not mechuyiv. This is not the halachas of kovad harav, that's rabo sheina mufak. There are two other individuals that have a din of rabo mufak, legabi all the halachas of rabo mufak pashtas. One is a gadol hador, or somebody who is migdolei hador. Somebody who's miyuchad or whatever, that everybody knows that he's migdolei hador, then he has a din of a rab mufak on the whole door. Everybody's mechuyev to deal with him as if it would be his rab mufak, even if he never learned a word from him, never saw him. He's mechayev lahakbil pnei rabo, what's it called, if that person is one of the gedolei Yisrael. And the third possibility is rav ha'ir, amora da'asra, person who Paskins for that place, and whatever psak has to follow him, he has a din of rab mufak for that place. Everybody in that place, even they never learned anything from him, never came to a shir, whatever, he has a din of a rab mufak, and all the halachas of rab mufak apply to a rav ha'ir, The Trumas Adeshin says the first thing, and the Maral in Gvuros Hashem, Perek Memches, you can look it up, says that this gather of a Rav who's Achroi for the city, who paskins and call in Yom Ha'ir al Pi Pesachav, meaning that a person who's a Mor Da'asra of that Kehila has a din of a Rav Mufak and has a din of this halacha too. Okay. Now, anybody have questions?
What?
Yeah, but there's no mitzvah of Aliyah the Regal this man has there because there's no korbanos, there's no azara. It never left in a certain measure, but the full measure of the Eros, Penishem Elokecha, doesn't apply this man has there. There's no mitzvah of Aliyah the Regal this man has there. It's only a Zecher, a Mikdash. They say what you can do, you can do. But the full amount of Shema wasn't even in Bayashen. Kosher came, what's it called, after Churban Bayashen. Bayisheni was enough. He could bring korbanos, so he could also be mekabel pnei hashchina. But after Churban Habayis, whatever shchina is there, never left completely, that the kedusha should be bottled. But it's not the same shchina that's mechayev aliyah l'regel.
This man on Mikdash, he had oil l'regel. So was the mitzvah of oil l'regel doicha mesameach ishtar to be with her? You left her behind. You left her, unless you brought her, but if you lived that way,
first of all,
you left
Pesach,
the whole
you had to bring her because of Korban Pesach. So, right, so there, anyway, women went. And Shavuos and the Sukkot and Hanami, but there was an Indian, no, there was an Indian, the women also went.
During Korban Pesach, someone
was
testing.
What?
Korban Pesach, someone thought.
From
our Pesach, making Korban Pesach.
Yes, it was Derek Rechoka, whatever, but they never feel the Dafka to come, but they came. They came.
So, besides being Yotzi by being in the Vav Sukkah, are we Mechoyev to go and see a Gadol Hador b'zman hazeh? Sometimes in the Regal?
Mestama like this. If you have Shaykhus and he's available because not a Tircha to him, right, I usually go to Rav Eliyashiv every year. This year we didn't go, first of all, because I don't think he was accessible because he's not feeling well. And secondly, if he's not feeling well, it's no need to go to matriach him. It's not cover the rav to bother him, right? I want my mitzvah, right? So it'll bother some gadol.
There's other gadolim.
Right? What? Yeah. That is other gadolim. But you have to have some shaykhs with them, right? Otherwise, everybody has to come from who knows, from all over the world. They go to the gadolim, the only shaykhs to is mistab and not mistab. But somebody is a yochid bedoro. What's all? You have some kind of kesher that you could go. Yeah.
Can you go through
that video? Video.
Seeing
the rabbi, seeing him, also in your class.
Or the matter,
yes. Understand, it has to be
live.
Maybe Skype.
Can
you
be
What?
People go to Uman and Rosh Hashanah.
It's talking about living people.
Really?
They hold what? They hold the scene of Kevin. That's not.
There's
Stama, there's only an Inyan of Kivud, Avi Ve'imo Lachar Mosa. I don't know of an Inyan of Chiyuv Rabo, Kibud Rabo Lachar Mosa. No such halach. Right? So if he's dead, he's dead. If he's not dead, then there's other Hasidim that.
But
we're not achroyim for people who consider dead people living. But dead people are dead people. There's a special halacha for dead people. It's not a halacha for living people. If it means you have to go learn Torah from him, so obviously you can't go learn the Torah from him. If it's out, kovad harav mishtama, there's no din of kovad harav of pakbolis ponov achar moso. And if it's to get the shefa from that's on the Rav, by his kever, there's no union either. It's in the stomach of whatever. None of these things will apply to dead people. Yeah.
Can you tell me all rabbis?
Who?
All his rabbis is in
California? All of whose rabbis?
Whoever.
Only a person, so if it's a halacha, if it's a halacha in Rabbi Mufak, you can't have.
Right.
It was all of the door. Yeah. So the stama, it has to be somebody else that's a shaykhus with. Otherwise, if the halacha would be, everybody has to come. Right. It's not shy.
If you miss on Shavuos, yes, in
English. Right. As a shayla, whether the 7 days after Shavuos, right? If it's a din in kedushas hayantev, then lechor it's not. But if it's a din in what's it called
in
right, then it's shayach. Right, shayach. No, it's only mitzvah. I'll leave a regular mitzvah.
That's
only
What about
So he doesn't have a din of Rabbi Mufak. Morale says that because somebody that the sokim of that city depend on completely. It's Stam, a moats or whatever, he's one of many in the city. That's not.
But
Stam Rav Kessel, yeah, he's the final word over there in the Stam. Yeah, he's the Rab of the city, that is, something like that. But the other motzim over there wouldn't have been.
But Rabbi Yeshua holds the halacha that a woman has to go every Shabbos and Yom Tov to visit the Rebbe at home.
Whatever that chiyuv is. Again, if you hold it as covered rabbo, the rab could be mocho. Right? Maybe he doesn't want all the women of the city to come to see him, right? Or even the men of the city.
If a woman can be misnadif during a mitzvah, that she's not mochoyev. So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, she wanted to learn Gemara.
Yeah.
So technically she should be able to ask misnadif.
Yeah, but there's mitzvahs that a woman can't be misnadif. For instance, according to the Yonsim Luzil, she can't misnadif wear tefillin because it's begadish.
Rashi's daughters.
What? First of all, Shaila, whether they did or didn't do it, but even they did, right? They don't hold like that beyond some zeal. They hold it since women can do it, whatever. But there is such a thing that there's mitzvahs, aseitzah, mangrama, that a woman's not allowed to do. She can't miss out of all the mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs can. Talmud Torah is one of them. Because the Gemara says, Malamed is bito Torah, ki malamdo tiflus, Torah shebal peh, she's not allowed to learn, right? You're not allowed to teach her at least. So there, what's it called, could be, she's not allowed to learn bisnatfas, whatever that Torah that the Gemara says you're not allowed to teach a woman. Torah, shebichsav, she could learn. That's what Rambam says. Rambam says that a woman, if she learns bisnatfas, gets a mitzvah, but that's only Torah shebichsav, not Torah shebal peh.
Being in the same shul with the Rav is not
a just stam like this.
But going over and giving a good chance, then
doubt. Yeah, stam of that's
enough.
Stam of that's enough. If you hold, you don't need to hear Divrei Torah.
Bring the chicken with.
What?
Bring the chicken with.
That's Mishaelim.
Stam of that's also not covered around.
It's not covered
around. No, I'm saying you have to come for your sake, not for his sake. Right? There you have a reason to come, but it's not for him, it's for you. So, stam of they wouldn't be okay with that either. But Mishama, most people are somach on this note of Yehuda that there's no chiyuv bismanazeh, there's only a mitzvah, and a person is not mechuyev, so that most people don't do it.
There is a chiyuv. Witchcraft.
Yeah, I'm saying so. You yotze the mitzvah, but al chiyuv Mishama rova olam are somach on that note of Yehuda that there's no chiyuv bedavka to go out of your way. If you do it, so you'll get a mitzvah.
What exactly is tiflus?
Well, that's a different shiur. We want someday we'll discuss it. Baruch Hashem, there's no more question and answer for this yontif. So,
save it for another time. One of these days, not cause at the end of the show.
Right.
When it's Shaka Batari in the show.
And halach l'maisa again is that pashtus, since the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down as a chiyuv, it just brings down that it's a mitzvah, that the people are knowing that there's no chiyuv. So maybe all these nachkaminas, if you want the mitzvah, so then you know what the nachkaminas, you get the mitzvah called Kol HaDeis. But since the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring this down, right, the feirish, the chiyuv l'hakbul p'nei rabo, either b'shabbos or shkodesh, regal, whatever, it just mentions it agav, that it's a mitzvah, l'kach b'nei rabo, so it's a mitzvah, but it's no chiyuv. Yeah. But the Mishnah is somewhat on the Yehuda that there's no chiyuv. It's only a mitzvah.
If a person decided that a certain rabbi is going to be his rabbi from now on, but he hasn't yet learned Rav Chochmasa from him, is he already considered a rabbi muvah?
It's also another shiur, what rabbi muvah is. Right. Could be you could have more than one Rav Mufak. A Rav Mufak in Gemara and a Rav Mufak in Halacha and a Rav...
Right.
Could be. It's a big machlokas. What constitutes Rav or Mufak? But according to some sheetahs, yeah, what you just described could be Rav or Mufak. If you're miyached this person, that from now on you're learning all the chachmas with him and Yisrael Bechanim. According to others, no, it has to be somebody you have learned already Rav chachmas, so from that creates a Rav Mufak, not who you want to learn from in the future.
Person who's Rav Mufak,
with
this there, does it go to the sacrifice? The one who has the
then
becomes
the
who has the
no, some of them he doesn't have a Rav Mufak anymore.
He can find it up.
Unless somebody else will step in and fulfill the conditions of a Rav Mufak. It's not that you have a Rav Mufak and then second in line, or if you have a Rav Mufak, you have a Mufak. Pashas, you can't have more than one Rav Mufak. There is such a thing, you could have a Rav Mufak for different things. Then, if this one dies, you have still the other one. But if Rav Mufak means Rav Chachmaso, and you can only have one...
Is there Rav Chachmaso from here? We have a Rav of the city, somebody else.
What? Yeah. Now, that's a different thing. That's a different gather of Rav Mufak. So this gather of Rav Mufak could be only have one person.
If it's covered at Torah, how can the Rav be Mochel? People coming because he has 2 o'clock in the morning. If they come, he has to be.
No, Rav Shemachal Kavodo
Kavodo. I thought
about covered Torah. It's not covered. It's covered Rabbo. The only thing is Talmud Torah.
He can be Mochel.
Talmud Torah. Yeah. I can say. You can't come to me at 2 o'clock in the morning because you want your mitzvah Talmud Torah.
Or come whenever there's a mitzvah.
What?
If the person is from Mechoy, that's the Rabbi Mochel. But if the Rabbi Mechoy to make time, he should be time that mitzvah. How can he be Mochel? They are not interested. Can you do that?
No, the purpose of the mitzvah is to cover the Rav. So the Rav has a right to say, don't be mechavin me. Right? So there's no mitzvah then. The mitzvah is not for the sake of the person who's doing it. The mitzvah is for the sake of the Rav. So the Rav has a right to be mechavin.
So if the Rav does that, and the guy doesn't come, then that's a cover, no?
What?
If the Rav says nobody should come, and nobody comes, that would be a cover then.
Right.
Rav,
you
get a
covered non-coming. You get at least...
Ritzon
no shalom, ze kvodo.
How do you get Rav that actually is not missing you? Goes, oh, where's Rabbi left coming? I'm waiting.
I doubt very much if that happens.
Covered, feeling bad.
Yeah, it's not covered at Torah. Nobody says covered at Torah. It's covered at Rav.
Dimash.
Yeah. Covered Rav means... covered of the Torah of the Rav, but it's Torah so you can be mochel. It's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether a Rav can mochel akvodah, we paskin, Rav should mochel akvodah, because it's Torah so yege. So it's covered at Torah through the Rav, but it's the Rav's Torah, so he can be mochel.
The
Indian is not so much for the sake of the person who's coming. Right? The Iker is for the sake of the Rav. It's a male, the Rav could be mochel.
So the Rav mentioned one time that if somebody doesn't take a Shabbos to the Rav, then he shouldn't get an Oviyah because he can't be mochel on the Torah. So
No, that's a different thing. If in a shul, that's Rav Moshe's tshuva. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Then in a shul where they have a minig, I'll cover the harav. Right? And everybody does that, except somebody doesn't want to do it. So in that place, right, that's the Rav not mochel on his kovid, the other Rav, that's part of the kovid that's expected, part of the tzibur, right? And this person doesn't want to give that kind of kovid, he doesn't deserve an aliyah in that place, as Rav Moshe says.
I remember the Rav saying that the Rav said that somebody doesn't, that if it's me, then I'm mochel on it, but a kovid Torah I can't be mochel on.
No, it's a different. That's you're mixing two things up. Rav Moshe is talking about a place where the minig of the place is everybody comes to give kavod to the Rav. The Rav's not mochel on it because that's the minig. It's a kavod at Torah. He could be mochel if he wanted. He could say that's why over here the minig is not to shake the Rav's hand after Aliyah. Somebody comes shakes my house, shake their hand.
No, after davening, not by Aliyah.
No, what's it called? Davening. After davening, also, there's no chiyuv, the davka, to do it. Someone doesn't come over, they get Aliyahs here. Right, but in a place where that is no, right, that everybody does it. Bedavka, I'm not marked on it because I don't want to make it that people should, bedavka, not be able to get Aliyahs because they don't come to say good Shabbos. I don't really care. Right? But in a place where that's the minig and the tzibur is makbid on it, the tzibur is makbid. They don't want the Rav to be mochel. So then somebody who doesn't is not mekayim that thing, he's a Polish minatzibur, he doesn't get a thing. There's a separate thing that what's it called that bizui ha-Torah, Rav can't be mochel on. some is mevazeh kavadat Torah, there the Rav has no right to be mochel. He has no koach to be mochel. And if he's mochel, he's over an aveira. That's what the Rambam says. That's called bizoyin haTorah. That's not shaking the Rav's hand, that's slapping the Rav's face. Or spitting in his face, or cursing him to his face. That's not a chisorin of kavadat Torah, that's called bizui haTorah. Bizui haTorah, the Rav has no right to be mochel on. There's no koach to be mochel on bizui haTorah. And the Mela, what's it called, is Mechila doesn't help. And if he's Mochel, he's over Naveira, the Rambam says.
And he's
Mechuyah to be Mochel? He's Mechuyah to be Mochel. He's Mechuyah, not even Mochel. There it says, he's Mechuyah to be Nokin, the Noter Kenochash, the Rambam says. He has to take revenge on that person, that snake. Can't be Mochel. That's the Rambam. Rambam Hilchus Tshuva.
Why is it a Bidhog?
What?
Why is it a Bidhog?
Minig of what?
He wants to go halacha.
That depends. Kavod depends on. There's no halacha in Shulchan Aruch, right? Or we learn out of Psukim that you chayiv after you get an aliyah to go and shake the Rav's hand. But if that's what's nog to be done, that becomes covered. If the Rav says, I'm not interested, I don't want to get the flu, so I don't shake my hand, what's it called? Hey, what's it called? He's not mechuyev to shake people's hand. Nobody's mechuyev to shake his hand either if he's not there's certain halachas standing up for a Rav. He could be mechuyev on that too, but there is halacha. Here there's no such halacha of shaking a Rav's hand after an aliyah. Right? But if that's what's the nohug in the place, and that becomes a covered, and if the Rav's not mechuyev on it, somebody who's not mechuyev that, loses his rights in the tzibur. That's what Moshe finds.
All this is, as far as the call of the Rabbi, is only if you hold that it's a for Rabbi. If there's other possibilities, it could be because there's a chef of Yantif,
who's in the
right,
being mochel, right. But there also, I have my mitzvah, but I have to do it in a time that's convenient for the Rav. Because just because I have a mitzvah tamat Torah doesn't mean I come 4 o'clock in the morning and say, give me a shiur. I'm kind of my mitzvah tamat Torah some other time. Right? Because I have a mitzvah of getting shefa of the yontif doesn't mean that the Rav is meshubit to me to give me that shefa.
Okay, so if I get any mitzvah, you have to do it in a way that's mitzvah, not
a veil. Right. In other words, if you have a mitzvah that depends on two people, right, so you have to be mata'em it that the other person is ready to do it. That's all. What? Yeah, just come next year to the Shabbos Shuva Drasha, and that's what we're up to. If the person doesn't give Matthias and there's a difference between Rabbo and Shar B'nei Adam, that's part of what's next year's Shabbos Shuva Drasha.
Okay. The Rav hasn't mentioned his granddaughter's birthday.
What?
The Rav hasn't mentioned.
Yeah, she finally learned that this is not her birthday party. She's now about 14, and last year she was still a little misophic.
That was always how often. That's what
she's 16, maybe. No. But,
why do you change the same? Why do you move without hiding? She's also the quality.
And I say that's so specific. He has to play the opposite way by Aesop. Half a year you hold for an ace. You don't say that by being the right son.
I'm going to
help. I'm going to go back home now. Don't learn it from the Ezra. That doesn't apply because it's called by Ezra.
I know it's the time behind
that. No, that's not that. Why women are not
lying.
That's only why you don't say this din of Arpein Hayu. That's only a din of Arpein Hayu.
Is it ready?
Bar Seraphim.
Really, the rabbit's moving.